At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 7th and the whole week ahead. With the Sun conjunct Pluto and it's currently in your 12th house, there's a lot of things going through your mind, but the important thing is to keep control of your emotions and your feelings. And also don't live in the past, don't live under a cloud with all the things that went wrong and get paranoid or neurotic about it. This is a time when an obsession should be released. Otherwise, they could turn negative, and it means that you end up harming your own prospects. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury now starts to move direct in Sagittarius, which is good for you. You can begin to form pictures and patterns for your own future. You can map out your life as you would like it to be. Don't put anything into action just yet. Just take everything one step at a time. With Mercury in this position, you are in good company with the cosmos. And if you ask the universe to provide, it will. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon squaring both Neptune and Venus, you need to be a mite bit careful now that some people don't string you along. The difficult areas for you are going to be love and also anything to do with children. There's something that's not quite right. It doesn't fit. And the sooner you realize that, the better, which means making no commitment and not believing that what you've got at the moment is all you're going to get. There's more to come. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the sun squaring Uranus today, that is all over the place, and you've got to be so careful. Watch what you say, watch what you do. Don't go where angels fear to dread. I mean, because, well, you will end up dreading this aspect simply because it's full of minefields and you just don't know what's going to happen next. Keep a low profile, pull back, zip your lip. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, because I'm a fellow Aquarian, and I'm not going to do it. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Mars and Pluto connected together, what you've got now is a chance to really get into a situation, especially money. For instance, if you need to go after money, in whatever guise, whether it's investments, inheritance, savings, welfare, benefits, grants, whatever it is, go after it now. This is the perfect aspect to launch an attack on your money, but most especially gaining money that you've not yet got. And here's your Thursday stars. With the sun squaring Jupiter, you do need to be very aware that there's a lot of good things around at the moment, but don't spend money you've not got and don't make promises to yourself that you can't deliver. This particular aspect isn't bad and you can have a lot of fun with it, but it is overspending, overestimating. Overall, it's a time for you to restrict your plans and keep your horizons limited. And here's your Friday stars. With Venus conjunct Neptune yesterday and the moon moving into your seventh house of relationships today, there's a touch of love around you. Oh, this is perfect if you want to date somebody. Wine or dine a person. This is seduction. This is temptation. This is enjoying the thrill of it all. This is enjoying romance. These stars around you now are ideal for an Aquarian in love, or who wants to be in love.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you for you.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.